BBC Six Music. Closer
to the music that matters.
But very close right now to this. Absolutely astonished that a Hooray Henry would take cocaine. This is Round Table. I am Andrew Collins, sitting in my chair, surrounded by other people sitting in their chairs. You are joining us in your virtual chairs in the chat room. Already people are going in there. Please do come in. Six Music, that is bbc.co.uk/sixmusic. Room for 50 people in there. We've had them before, we may have them again. You can tell us what you think of the records. We may ignore you. We are going to tell you what we think of the records. The real people in the room, starting on my left, nearest to the chat room. Mr. Stuart Lee.
Hello.
Hello, Stuart.
Having us again.
Yeah, nice to have you back, as ever. Co-writer of Jerry Springer, the opera.
Yeah.
We must say that.
No, yeah. It's got a new cast. It's got David Soul in it now.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
He's great.
Yeah, the resurrection of David Soul.
Yeah.
And are you a millionaire yet?
No, I'm not, no.
Will you become one?
Well, if it doesn't close, and if there was about... I'll get £3,000 a month from it, by the way. I'm happy to say that.
You're so honest.
I know, yeah. And that kicked in about November.
Right.
But if it closes, that would stop. But if there were 5 productions, I would get 5 times that.
Right.
So there you are. That answers your question, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yeah. I felt crude and dirty for asking that. It was all light-hearted, but now it's gone all serious.
Yeah.
Right, thank you very much. Justine.
Hello.
Justine Berry from Mass. Who are playing tonight in London at the Borderline.
Yes, we are.
But still, you're here.
Yeah.
That's very unprofessional
thank you for
of you,
me.
I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, well, we're not on till 12.
Oh, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's late.
It's got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Oh.
How are you going to not drink before the gig?
Hold my nose.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's good. We're glad to have you back, as ever.
Thank you.
And Miles Hunt also returning. Hello, Miles.
Hello.
Very pleased to see you.
Thank you, brother.
People can always find out about you on your website.
Yeah.
MilesHuntClub.co.uk. I believe you're doing a gig at the Half Moon in Putney quite soon.
I am, yeah.
See? I remember everything I see.
August 11th, I even remember that, which is pretty shocking for me.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Stuart will be in Edinburgh at that point for the whole of August.
Doing stand-up, back on the stand-up.
Back to your roots.
World, yeah.
I like that.
Trying to find a way back.
Yeah, you've got to find your way back from all that money that you may or may not be earning. We must not ever talk about money again. I really feel bad for starting it. The Killers come from Las Vegas, where you can win money in slot machines. You're listening to Roundtable on Six Music. I'm Andrew Collins. That was The Killers. All These Things That I've Done, it's called. It's out on August the 30th. The third single from their album, Hot Fuss, which is their debut. Went to number 6 in this country. Gold selling, apparently. And it's follow-up to Somebody Told Me and Mr. Brightside, which was their first top 10 single. Las Vegas, they come from. I met a couple of them when they came in, and they weren't as interesting as Las Vegas seems to be, I'll be honest.
You're not the only one who's told me.
Yeah, you see, it's not just me.
No.
You know, they seem pleasant, but not especially interesting, and I wanted them to be very interesting, because they're quite interesting as musicians, and, well, anyway, that's irrelevant, isn't it? They're not here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They took their name, apparently, from a New Order video, which I didn't know, which features a fictional band called The Killers, and they're signed to Lizard King in this country. Playing the V Festival on August 21st and 22nd, and the Forum in London on August 24th. They're playing everywhere, basically. I'm going to start with Miles Hunt, I think. I don't know why. He's on my right. And have you been to Las Vegas?
Yeah. I was there about this time last year. It's rubbish.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never been.
The first time I went was probably 92, and it was still sort of grotty, and you could get into trouble there, and you can't anymore.
Really?
It's just a theme park. It's rubbish.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't go.
Did you tell the Killers that they weren't interesting to their face?
No.
Is he the journalist in you, isn't he?
I'm a broadcaster now. I'm not a journalist anymore.
No. I don't get away with that.
I never was a journalist.
I think everything that I've experienced of the Killers, I like. I was surprised to see that it says here that when they got together, they placed an ad in a local paper, local to Las Vegas, I suppose, saying that they liked Oasis and wanted like-minded Oasis fans in their band. I find that really shocking because I don't like Oasis, but that doesn't matter. And what I think really attracts me to The Killers, I think the album's brilliant, and it's the first album I've heard in ages where every track is a good track rather than just the first track and it's downhill from there. And from a songwriting point of view, that I think that's why, apart from the guy sings his ass off in every track, which really impresses me. It's what I would call like generous songwriting. I mean, if I'd have come up with, there's about 5 different hooks in every track, which to me, when I've got 5 hooks, that's 5 songs.
Yeah.
And with Oasis, if it's 5 hooks, it's 5 Beatles hooks, obviously, and they managed to get them into every song. But I love them. I wouldn't say that was one of the strongest tracks on the album, although it's better than most of the things I'm listening to at the moment, or trying to avoid listening to.
Yeah.
Mm?
So you're a fan?
I am.
Not of Las Vegas, though?
No.
The Las Vegas Bugle, I think it was, the newspaper for the Annie, just in case you're interested.
Okay.
Justine Berry of Mass, not in any way nervous that she's playing tonight at midnight. If you're listening to the repeat, of course, on Saturday morning, she will have already played.
Yes. And
you'll probably be in bed, won't you, tomorrow morning at about 10 o'clock when this is on.
Well, we've got the Truck Festival as well, so we must probably just go straight onto there.
Straight to the Truck Festival. No sleep till the Truck Festival.
Ah, no.
So The Killers, then. Are you a fan?
Yes. I like Mr. Brightside. We were playing with them in Rotterdam a couple of weeks ago, but we missed them, sadly, because I really wanted to see them. I like this track. I like the breakdown, I like the gospel-y bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's really good. Very strong.
They're sort of Anglophiles a bit, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's what's always said about them. There's a bit of the Anglo going on in there, isn't there?
There's a lot of that going on in America with American bands at the moment. Like, you think that Radio 4, we were talking about this last time, when there's like Radio 4, a Rapture American as
well. Yeah, from New York.
And then there's another one that's in that little gang. And they said, what we were saying last time, you know, that sort of Sheffield music scene of like 1978, and how bizarre that it's now being thrown back at us. All these years later from America. Well done, you know. I mean, there's worse areas of music to be influenced by.
Yeah, there's definitely a hint of Robert Smith in his voice as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that? I mean, he's still with us anyway, after all, but who would have thought that Robert Smith would surface in so much American music? So we seem to like it. Not as good as Mrs. Brightside.
No, Mrs.
Certainly not as good as Mrs. Brightside. That's just the person.
I don't know. I didn't really hear, because I was in France when Mr. Brightside has been played a lot.
Yeah, you're based in France now, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
You moved en masse, as it were.
Yeah, to Nantes. Yeah, we've been playing really good.
Is that how you pronounce it? I thought it was Nantes.
Yes, Nantes. Yeah, well, it is, but, you know, we try and keep that.
Of course
Nantes.
You do, yeah. It's the most unpopular of all the French places when they're all in prison. Stuart Lee.
I think a band from Las Vegas should sound like the Cramps, and not like, I know the Cramps aren't from Las Vegas, but they should sound like strippers or people on, or something like that, or professional gamblers, and not The Cure.
Yeah.
But it made me think of sort of mid-70s British glam rock just before punk, for some reason. I don't know why. It had that, you know, and I've been listening to all those compilations that are out, Goldmine Trash, Glitter from the Litter, have you heard any of those? With things like Iron Virgin and The Duke on and stuff. And so it just reminded me I'd quite like to go home and listen to those rather than The Killers. But it's all right. It doesn't do much for me.
Okay.
But someone on there said, Steve O'Mevo said, Strokes meets James. Seemed really funny.
That's quite succinct.
That's quite accurate thing.
It's fairly
succinct, boil it down.
And somebody's just said Stuart Lee with an exclamation mark, which is quite succinct as well.
Yeah, that is.
Stuart Lee!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that. So join us in the chat room if you want. There's 36 users in there at the moment. You don't have to be a user to go in there. Let us then give a
but
mark.
It's better
out
if you are.
Yes, it is. A mark out of 10 for the killer single, All These Things That I've Done. Miles?
I'll give it an 8, but not particularly for that track, just for the killers in general.
Okay. Justine?
A 6.
And Stuart?
I'm giving it 5, but I want to leave myself somewhere to go.
Of course,
in case
the
rest of it's good.
Yes, and it's possible. It depends how much of a fan of American Music Club you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for all the good that's in you to shine. For all the lights to lose their shade.
Music Club, Ladies and Gentlemen, it's called. On the 23rd of August, it's out. It's a single from the new album Love Songs for Patriots, which is out on the 9th of September. Their 8th studio album, although their first for 10 years. They effectively split up in the 90s, but got back together again. And Mark Eitzel, of course, is the man at the centre of American Music Club, released a number of solo albums. The last one was out last year, The Ugly American, but they're back, back, back. Can I just say, if you're in the chat room or looking at it, the person called Andrew Collins isn't me, because he's not using, if it is a he, not even using apostrophes when he says it's, so that's clearly the test, it's not me. Just in case he said anything stupid or libelous, they think it's me. Ask him a question. Ask him what his sister's middle name is and see if he can answer. In fact, come on, Andrew Collins, what is your sister's middle name? Get back to the studio now.
It's coming to stuff at something when there's someone pretending to be Andrew Collins in the world.
Yeah, it's rubbish, isn't it?
Really? I know a fellow whose name's Andrew Collins as well, and he changed changed it to Ange Doolittle because of you.
Oh, is he called Andrew Collins?
Yeah.
That is astonishing. I made somebody change their name back to what their real name was, because they were called Andrew Collis when I got to Select magazine. But this is not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about American Music Club. Somebody said, Stuart, that you will like them because you're in bed with them.
Well, I really,
is that true?
I'm not in bed with them now, and I've never met them. But I was a massive American Music Club fan. I used to follow them around and go to lots of gigs. I saw their first British gig.
Wow.
Which was on April the 3rd, 1989, at a country and western bar in Birmingham called the Breeden Bar. And it normally had like line dancing bands on, and I don't know why they were on. But they sound like they would have been a country and western band, and they went down so badly with the usual clientele that afterwards the manager came on and apologised and said not to worry, there'd be a proper band on next week.
Really?
Yeah, and of course they I saw them all over the place, but I think I can understand why if you heard that, you just think, well, what's this supposed to be? It doesn't seem to get anywhere, and they're a kind of thing you have to sort of buy into. I think the problem they've got now is in their absence. They've all got quite good at being musicians, and there's a kind of musicianly undertow to that in the rhythm section that actually is needlessly kind of glossy and complex, that doesn't really suit what they're doing. So it might be one of those things where people come back and the very fact that they've got better makes them worse. But you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Although that piano sounded quite poor.
Yeah. And there was a lot of great extraneous noise in that.
Yeah.
But
that was its saving grace, I think. That piano was really nice.
Yeah.
Justine, are you a fan of AMC?
That's the first time.
Really? There's so much to go back to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'd like to hear more. You can tell that, like you says, you can tell they're really good musicians, and I'm not too sure about the song. It's a bit dark for me. A bit depressing, a bit slit your wrists job.
What's the best album to get if you haven't got one, Stuart?
I'd really like to hear more.
California.
Yeah.
Which actually, there's loads of stuff Coldplay nicked on that, I think, as well.
If you go back and listen to that.
Or listen to and were influenced by, just in case.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Just in case.
Yeah.
So there you go, that's your
okay,
tip.
I will.
It doesn't sound much like a single, really. Yeah, but
not really.
They're not really a singles band, are they?
No.
Really? A bit dark, yes, definitely. Miles, are you a fan of any standing?
That's me also, busting my AMC cherry.
Right.
And I like what I heard, because it put me in mind of things like Morphine, Would I Be Right, and Sticking...
Yeah.
And other good sort of mid-90s stuff that British media, well, the mainstream media seemed to ignore in favour of Jarvis Cocker making an ass of himself and Britpop in general. But, yeah, I really like this. I should go and look for more. And I like what you said. I was thinking as soon as it started, I could smell Dingwalls. It just has that, you know, beer in the carpet, cigarettes, a thousand years of cigarettes, and I like what you said about the Birmingham clubs, because we, you know, us Brummies have got very discerning tastes. You know, we know our proper music. But no, I that was great. I thought it was really good.
Has anyone got my sister's middle name yet?
No, see.
It's not the
it's
real
not
Andrew
me.
Collins, is
oh,
it?
It's like I've got time to type while I'm sitting here talking. Good feeling, I think, all round. Let's start. Mm-hmm. Mark out of 10, then, just purely for that song, really. Miles?
I'm going to go with 8 again.
Okay. Justine?
I'm going to go with 5.
Right. And Stuart?
Well, I'm only going to give it 7, despite really liking them.
No, that's fair enough. It's very considered. Yeah. 666, the first three numbers coming in on the chat room, which is quite frightening, because that's the number of the beast. So we'll move on. Kanye West, he's called. I've just worked out how to pronounce his name. Kanye West, coming up after this.
BBC Six Music. Screwedge Kicks.
Well, I'm just going to be absolutely shameless here and plug ourselves. I love the new Shaun of the Dead soundtrack because we're all over it.
My favourite movie soundtrack is The Royal Tenenbaums.
The music for Cul-de-Sac, which is a Polanski film, which is by Christoph Komeda.
Going to Scarzi, because it's relentless. If you like the first 10 seconds, you know you're going to love the next hour.
Screwedge Kicks.
Looking for the best movie soundtrack album. To vote, go online. bbc.co.uk/6music.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down.
Yeah. You know what the Midwest is, young and restless. We're restless, might snatch your necklace. And next these, might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, and leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us. Saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down.
Jesus,
the only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Jesus,
and I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for
Jesus. Joe Wiley likes it apparently, and all of the American public as well, because it's number 11 in the Billboard chart in America. Jesus Walks, it's called. It's by Kanye West, from his debut album The College Dropout, which is 19 in the album chart here. Biggest hip hop album of the year so far, it's fair to say. It's from Chicago. He's an MC. And that's all I need to tell you about him, really. Were you listening to his lyrics? That's what I need to know. Justine Berry, were you listening to his lyrics?
Yes, I was.
What was he saying? Because I was busy typing.
You were busy?
No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't busy. I was basically saying Jesus lives, and basically give up all those murderers and la 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 la.
Right. So he's saying don't do bad things.
Don't do bad things, yeah.
Okay, and did he? I think he meant it as well, did he?
No, he did. Yeah. I think he did. Yeah. I think he's got issues.
Are you interested in that kind of stuff?
Am I interested?
Yeah. Are you interested in Christian hip hop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about Christian hip hop before?
I haven't actually thought of writing any, but no. But yeah. He's got obviously something to say, and people must like to hear it if he's number 11 in the American charts.
Oh yeah. Yeah, some people are buying it, but do you like it?
That's do I like it?
Yeah.
I like hearing like uplifting stuff, and past like last song, this song, it's all very, although he's like saying, you know, do this and do that and be good, it's very dark, you know.
I suppose it is.
So
but you don't really like it, do you?
No.
It's okay, I've just got to get to the kernel. You don't really like it. I don't think Miles really likes it either.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No, it's rubbish.
Right, fair enough.
I mean, I don't have any interest in hip-hop or religion. I'm against neither, but I have no interest in it. Right. And that was just predictable nonsense, and doesn't inspire any interest out of me either.
So you've not heard any hip-hop, really, that you...
I've never actually heard the art form before, no.
No, but you've never heard any that does it for you?
Yeah.
You didn't go out.
But it's one of those art forms that stopped growing. As rock and roll did as well.
Yeah.
And I thought around the time of Ice Cube doing his solo stuff originally, and the OG period of Ice-T, I thought it was very exciting. I thought the production level, I wasn't particularly interested in what they were saying, because I mean, this guy's trying to either frighten or impress me by naming his album The College Dropout. What? Ooh, failed your exams. I mean, good grief. And it just hasn't grown at all, and it grew very, very fast from, with what I suppose you know, the late 70s here in Sugary Old Gang, and then how it developed into something amazing with Public Enemy, and then again with the gangster stuff coming along, and then it ceased to do anything other than bore me rigid
and sell units.
Oh yeah, but the American public are idiots, and so are the British public, because we follow them around like puppies anyway.
Yeah, that's the end of that then. Well, see you next week, Stuart Lee.
I feel like a fraud when you ask me to talk about it. I just feel I've got no context for it, you know, like Miles said. I mean, I liked that about Public Enemy and Ice-T, and after that I don't really know what that is. It's like giving a baby a lemon and asking it to describe it. I don't have any tools whatsoever to know. I don't know whether that was, I mean, it's all well to not like something, but normally you can look at something, you can say, even if you didn't like it, you can see whether it did its job, and I don't even know what the job of that is, so I don't know whether it did its job. I have no opinion about it at all.
Let's try and pin a number on it then. Let's make it easy for you. Stuart, give it a number.
C.
C. That's very good. Justine?
Four.
Miles?
It would be a similar number to what he got on his college scores, or I guess, you know, nothing. It was
B-minus.
Unremarkable.
Right, so there you go. Goodbye, Kanye West. Go and fill your ears with money so you can't hear our bad comments. It's getting quite low marks in the chat room as well. Let's uplift ourselves with some Embrace. To Embrace, we're all swaying to it. It's called Gravity. We're not reviewing it yet, though. We will be with Stuart Lee, Justine Berry from Mass, and Miles Hunt, but not yet, after the news.
Digital radio, online, and satellite 870.
This is BBC Six Music.
Manhunt police remain confident, London terror attacks foiled, and plane staff sacked for sitting on the loo.
BBC Six Music.
It's 6:30, I'm Claire Runacres. North Yorkshire police say they're confident a man they want to question about two double murders could be found soon. Mark Hobson's been on the run since the bodies of twin sisters and an elderly couple were found at the weekend. Today, the daughter of that couple, Catherine Wilkins, urged him to give himself up.
They were a frail, elderly couple who lived a very quiet life. They were gentle, kind, and liked by everyone in the village who knew them. They didn't deserve to die like this.
Top police officer Sir John Stevens says up to 5 terror attacks have been thwarted in London. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner also said he doubted whether the threat of terrorism would be beaten in his lifetime. Mixed response to the appointment of Tony Blair's ally Peter Mandelson as Britain's new Commissioner for Europe. One Labour MP described it as appalling, but former Minister for Europe Keith Bass says it'll be good for Britain.
Rather than send either a faceless bureaucrat or someone without the clout to be able to do the deals that are necessary in Brussels to protect our country's interests, I think it's important that someone who is of the calibre of Peter Mandelson should be sent there.
Lawyers for the Muslim cleric Abu Hamza say he won't receive a fair trial if he's extradited to the US. Extradition proceedings have been adjourned to give defence lawyers more time to prepare their case. 2 car thieves who ran over and killed a man at Liverpool Airport have each been sentenced to 7.5 years for manslaughter. A third man got 4 years for helping them. A petrol tanker has skidded off a busy highway in Nigeria, crashing into a marketplace and killing at least 36 people. 15 others were wounded. And budget airline Ryanair says a pilot has resigned because he let 2 members of staff travel in a plane's toilet as the flight was full. It's a breach of safety rules. The 2 staff were sacked. That's 6 Music News. I'm back with more in an hour.
BBC 6
Music.
New Liverpool band The Open went to number 1 on the official new music chart last week. And there were high new entries by the Polyphonic Spree, The Roots and The Futureheads. I'm Chris Hawkins. Join me for the new music chart Saturday from 5.
BBC
6 Music.
Closer to the music that matters.
So we're not going to play it again. I was just getting you back in the mood. Embrace, Gravity, August the 30th on Independiente. First single from their next studio album, Out of Nothing, their fourth album! Follow-up to If You've Never Been, which came out in 2001, recorded or produced by Youth. Well done, Youth. I'm just going to throw it open to my guests. As I've said before, Stuart Lee, Justine Berry and Miles Hunter with us. Who's going to be the nicest?
Me, I am.
All right,
yeah,
Stuart.
Because actually, I didn't realise you were going to play Embrace, and I my ex-girlfriend's sister used to go out with Danny from Embrace, like, so yes. I knew him for about 2 years, and he was a very nice man. The thing that I think is weird about that is you have a hostile reaction to it because you kind of think, well, there's all the things in here that are quite manipulative emotional signifiers. But the weird thing about that is they really seem to work for people. And I remember once listening to a phone-in on the radio. And a night, and someone's boyfriend had died, and she'd had an abortion and was carrying his child and wished that she hadn't now that he'd died, and they were really, really cut up about it. And then the DJ went, and what song would you like us to play for you? And it was Yellow by Coldplay, which I've always thought of as being one of those songs. I think, who would possibly be moved by this? Why? And it actually did, for this woman's terrible life, sum up the misery and that she felt she experienced. Then I felt like a real curmudgeon for being suspicious of this kind of music, because obviously it's really doing something for people.
It brings misery.
Well,
that's all it actually does. I mean, she probably coped with a horrific situation if she'd not have listened to Yellow. They're friends. Embrace are allegedly friends with Coldplay. If I was a member of Embrace, and the fella, the No Mark out of Coldplay, apparently wrote part of this song, I would question that friendship. If he's giving you songs like this to play and release, I'd like to see members of Coldplay and Embrace inserted into each other and die of gangrene. Right. I hate them with a passion. Put that fella, the religious rapper, back on. I mean,
yeah,
this is just disgraceful, horrible, horrible, pointless. Ugh.
On an objective level,
there isn't an objective
what do you like
level.
About it?
I'm not going to say what I liked about it, but Embrace came along and they were seen as the kind of while Oasis are busy. Oasis, weren't they? Because they're a bit like them, anthemic, you know, that was the deal. And they did very well off the back of being Oasis's support act, and then Oasis came back. And that music has kind of fed into Coldplay in a funny sort of way, and now they sound post-Coldplay, but they're actually pre-Coldplay, aren't they? That doesn't make them good or bad, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird for that whole generation of people, because they've been sort of leapfrogging each other, and different people seem to get ahead at different points of being able to kind of hit that perfect equation of writing that sort of
chart bound post Britpop anthem, and at the moment it's Coldplay that are doing it. But anyone, you know, anyone. Look, someone said a man with zero talent like Stuart Lee daring to slag anyone off, and I thought I'd negotiated the bitterness in the studio so well.
Yeah,
I was like a United Nations a negotiator.
Tell him about your billboard on the M4.
Yeah,
you get to give Stuart a stick when you get a billboard on the M4.
I also say, if you're going to attack any of our guests, spell their name right. Okay, Justine.
Yes.
Mass don't make music like that.
No, we don't.
But that doesn't mean that you might not like that kind of music. So I'm not presupposing.
I don't know. There's enough depression going on in the world as it is, and I think, you know, we don't need to hear more, and I don't understand it, to be quite honest. When I go and see a gig, I want to be cheered up, I want to forget all the shite that goes on in the world, and I want to...
I'm glad you swallowed that word.
Yeah, and I want to sort of, like, you know, enjoy myself, and I don't want to sit there and mope, you know. There's better songs to mope.
Yeah, but the thing about stuff like that is you know, you kind of have a position on it, and then you find yourself at Glastonbury, and Travis are on, and you're holding
with
your
lighter
in the air, and you think, and there's a kind of argument about what's music for, and I suppose it's sort of there's a kind of argument that fills a utilitarian function, that kind of music, in sort of bringing masses of people together in a simple,
emotive,
way. I don't really know. You know,
music can play that role. You know, things by Leonard Cohen or Joni Mitchell
beautiful, emotional
music. This is not what we're talking about when we're talking about nonsense like we've just heard. That is, you know, a very calculated bit of marketing. That's what you're listening to. Mm. You know,
it's got no soul.
I mean, the lyrics were absolute balls. I mean, Felix, there's something about gravity spinning. Does it?
It doesn't. No, it absolutely scientifically doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It sucks.
Been listening to
like that record.
Yeah. It's like been listening to a lot of Sia.
Oh yeah,
her
Sia,
new
yeah.
album. Now that is an amazing album. Mm-hmm. That's such an amazing album, and a lot of slow songs on it, but very soulful, very feel it. Not doesn't make me want to go and slip my wrists. Makes me want to go and write more good music, which is what it's about.
Their wrists.
let's hear numbers for Embrace then. Miles first.
There isn't a number.
No number for you. Mm. Justine?
Three.
That's very high. Stuart?
I feel like I've kind of critically theorised myself out of it.
Yeah.
I'm off the hook.
Also, you have zero talent, so if you give it zero, that'll be the same as your talent.
I know, yeah, it'd be terrible.
Yeah. We could chuck that person out of the chat room. We have the means to do that,
no,
if you'd
don't.
Like. No. Democratic reasons, we won't. Yeah. So be nice, please, in there, and we're now going to hear from somebody called Milo, but it's spelt with the Y. With a Y, Miles McInnes. He trades as Milo. That's Valley of the Dolls. It's out on the 16th of August on Breastfed Records. He lives in the Isle of Skye. And it's from his debut album, Destroy Rock and Roll, which people are liking. And he grew up listening to only Atlantic 252, listening apparently to Toto and 10cc. Or that could, of course, just be a story on his press release. How are we to know? But he did do a philosophy PhD, which is very impressive. I'm shallow enough to be impressed by that. And drove a VW around California while he was doing it. I don't know how he managed to get his homework done, but there you go. He's playing live this weekend at the Skye Festival in the Isle of Skye, or on. And Saturday, if you're listening to the repeat, this will be tonight, 24th, Bugged Out at the End in London. So, how do we feel about Milo?
I like that a lot. It says here as well that it's been compared to Royksopp, which I also like. And then what interests me about people that make music like this is I spend a lot of time sitting in front of computers and messing around with synthesizer noises and stuff, and each noise that I press, I'm just like, that's rubbish, you can't do anything with that. And then I'll hear a record like this, or a record like the Royksopp record or Daft Punk, and they manage to get those sounds that just don't, I can't find anything in, and do something brilliant with them, and it does nothing but impress me. And I shall go and get that Destroy Rock and Roll. I remember the posters being up for that all around London, and I would look at it from the bus, and if a poster doesn't hit me straight away, I won't go over and investigate. I sort of think that's the job of a poster, to give you the information.
Yeah.
And I'm sad that I've not got that yet, but I shall rectify that probably tomorrow.
There you go.
That was great.
Justine from Mass, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it. It's happier.
Yeah, it certainly is happier.
Yeah, I like that. I'd like to hear more of his stuff.
Yeah.
I can't really tell from that slice of...
Do you like the idea of him?
Do I like the idea?
Yeah, bloke in his bedroom in the Isle of Skye.
I suppose I do.
Well,
you know, the idea of that, of a bloke in his bedroom in the Isle of Skye.
What are you trying to get at?
That's his selling point, isn't it? You know, I don't know what he looks like, but that's his story.
Yeah, good for him.
I'm not trying to sell him to you like a pimp. I just mean the idea. The idea, not the
Your
man.
Your secret fantasies, keep to yourself.
He might have a girlfriend. Stuart.
I like the idea of a man in the bedroom in the Isle of Skye making that music, but I feel like I don't have any notion of what it'd be like from that, and you kind of feel like that just sounds like pretty good library music to me. But I kind of, you can feel that it might be better in the if you listen to it as part of a whole album.
Yeah.
Steve O'Mevo again on the chat set has mentioned Fortet, who are a little group from Brixton, I think, that's do that kind of thing, but there's instantly loads more going on in it straight away, and you I don't know. I mean, it doesn't do anything for me, but I feel I don't really know where he's going with it. But I'd quite like to go and listen to that on the Isle of Skye and drive around.
That would be nice.
And that would be nice. Might be good.
Yeah.
Is there any way that you can organise that as part of?
We'll do a live roundtable
so that we
Skye.
Can review it properly.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll have to
get
give
the
it
feel of it.
Yeah, we'll go around in a VW,
or even go to his bedroom.
Yes, that's true. His girlfriend might be there. Let's give it then an interim mark until we can do that, Stuart.
Five.
Justine.
Five.
Okay, Miles.
I'm going to stick with eight.
Right, fair enough. We're adding these up, and somebody will win at the end. It might be Lou Reed, who we're going to hear after this.
Digital Radio. BBC Six Music.
Band I want to join. I don't know.
I would actually like to join Radiohead so I could get to see them lots live.
One that needs a big butch female drummer so I could sweat.
The most memorable interview would have to be David Bowie. More of a chat between two mates, because that's what we are, mates. Me and Bowie, mates. Oh, I.
The most memorable interview, probably with Guy Garvey of Elbow. I wasn't really interested in the fact he had an album out. I was just trying to crack onto him.
Love music, live music, Six Music.
BBC Six
Music, DAB Digital Radio, online and Freeview 77.
Pedro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. He's gonna end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down through the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. Your poor huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. Outside it's a bright night, there's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV horse.
That's Dirty Boulevard from Lou Reed, representing NYC Man. Greatest hits of Lou Reed, and it actually also covers Velvet Underground. That's important. Goes up to The Raven, his, I wouldn't think, very best album of 2002. Unfortunately, and I really do mean this, it includes the dance remix of Satellite of Love and a remix of Walk on the Wild Side. Now, I would say that's not a bonus at all, but that's just me. I'm an old stick in the mud. And Dirty Boulevard came from New York, which I absolutely loved. So what do we think of Lou Reed? Let's start with Justine. Are you right there with him?
Yeah, I love Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Velvet Underground. I think it's fantastic. I love his voice. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
But do you need that record?
I think it's great. Do I need it?
Yeah.
I'd like to get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you going to give it to me?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so, anyway. Have we got a spare
okay.
copy?
Can you imagine Lou Reed in his bedroom in New York?
With his girlfriend.
Yeah. He's girlfriend's Laurie Anderson, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always wonder if she calls him Superman when they have sex. Pound to, isn't she? We just
think they talk about at night, Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson.
Philosophical things.
Yeah. Artwork,
that's it. Why is all that steam coming out of the manhole covers in New York? I don't know. So I get the feeling that we do like this. But do we need, I'm not going to play it for you because it's rubbish, a remix of Satellite of Love, which I think is about to go in the charts. Am I right? Yeah, it's actually going to go into the charts, Satellite of Love, remixed.
We don't know what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You're asking us to prejudge it without knowing.
Well, listen to the chart rundown on Sunday and you'll hear it at number one or something. Miles, what do you think?
I like Lou. This compilation's completely unnecessary and it's not even really... It's all the obvious ones. I mean, if you enjoy the work of Mr. Reed, you don't need another compilation with Walk on the Wild Side, Perfect Day, Berlin, Coney Island Baby. But it could do the job of tickling the fancy of a 12-year-old that's not heard him before. So, I think that one of the selling points is the... of this record is the sleeve notes are by Lou himself.
Yes.
It's 2.5 paragraphs. Don't get excited, folks. It's a rubbish compilation. It's a cash in on someone that's done some great work, but Lou's superb.
In fact, oddly enough, which is why we chose to play it, Dirty Boulevard is the least likely track to find on there, really, because you're right, the others are fairly well known.
I mean, I wouldn't like to hear Sylvia from the Blue Mask ever again.
No.
I mean, he's done some atrocious work. I mean, the early 80s, the Growing Up in Public album. I mean, it's just on. Sylvia's really takes the biscuit. It's probably one of the all-time worst songs ever written, along with Rock Is My Life and This Is My Song by Backman Turner Overdrive, which wins in my What's the Worst Song Ever Written.
That's very good. What is the worst song ever written? Anyone else got a...
Don't know, not off the top of my head.
Not Atmosphere by Russ Abbott.
Well, I remember that being on telly once, and my granddad turning to me and going, "What a haunting melody!" And he wasn't trying to be ironic. He just had really enjoyed. And I've used that as a yardstick of weird taste.
Also,
when my uncle told me that. My Uncle Rick told me that he thought The Thin Blue Line was the funniest sitcom ever made.
Wow.
There are two things that I both thought, there's no accounting for taste, and here we are.
Nope.
Here we are sitting here having these discussions about things, and you're getting wound up about Embrace. Somewhere out in the world, there's an old man who thought that Atmosphere by Russ Abbott was a haunting melody. So,
before we give that a mark, and very briefly, although people can go to your website, Miles, people are on the chat room saying, when are they next going to see the Wonder Stuff play live?
There's a tour, starts end of September, goes through October. There's an album September 27th, there's a single September 20th.
That's information.
There you go.
And the website is there for you too. So let's quickly give it a mark. Lou Reed's entire career in that album. Miles?
That album, nothing, it's cynical and horrible, but for Lou it's got to be a 10.
Okay, Justine?
Yep, 8.
Right. I think you can't underestimate the importance of a compilation like that to a... to a young person,
right,
you might never have heard of.
Exactly.
There was when Muse were on it, I was watching Morrissey at Glastonbury. They were all kids waiting for Muse. They're all about 12 years old, 15 years old, and they're turning to one another and going, "Who is this guy anyway?" And like,
yeah,
you kind of forget
for the kids.
That, you know.
So
10.
Okay, fair enough. We'll move to someone new, Modest Mouse. New, isn't it? Modest Mouse are newer than Lou Reed. That's what I meant. Pedants in the chat room. You're listening to the very last Dying Embers of Round Table. Good news for people who like Bad News is the album. July the 19th, that means it's out. And it's a follow-up to their major label debut, which came out a few years ago, The Moon and Antarctica. First release for Epic. And do you know what? It's what state is WA?
Washington.
Washington. Yeah. That's it. I couldn't remember for a minute. So do we like the sound of them? We've been playing Float On a great deal, which is the first single from this album, which is not Float On by the Floaters, but it's their own Float On.
I was hoping it was going to be Float On by the
so
Floaters.
So was I when I first
read
it.
They could have done that well.
Yeah, they could. And I'm feeling that people know Modest Mouse around the table already. Stuart?
Oh, well, I remember that. I didn't know they were back and sounding like that. I remember when they sounded a bit more raggedy, like a sort of Pavement or something.
Mm.
I mean, I think that's really good, but I think that the quota for weird spacey Americana in British media has been filled by the Flaming Lips now, so they probably I don't think there's any kind of room for that, because we've kind of got one of those now, but by which I mean not saying it's not good, I just think that's what happens. But yeah, great, well done to them.
It's very much your area, isn't it, this kind of music, Stuart? Especially in the Sunday Times, where you seem to hog these kind of albums.
I don't know about hog.
Maybe no one else wants them.
Yeah, they come down to me, yeah. Actually, someone's put Little Arrows by Leapy Lee up there. That's obviously, they're making fun of me there. And another one of my ex-girlfriends actually had sex with Leapy Lee, the worst singer of Little Arrows. Anyway,
what a connected, what a
great relationships to a lot of things.
Yeah, so be careful.
Here
right?
today.
And what are ex-girlfriends for, if not to give you little anecdotes and connections? Justine?
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah. I like Flaming Lips. I'm a big fan of Flaming Lips. I miss these as well. I'm not very good about
them. You're always playing with bands and not
I'm
seeing
always
them.
No, we went to see PJ Harvey in Paris, and they were playing with them.
And you got there too late.
Yeah.
They weren't on
like
at 12 o'clock.
Too much red wine, you see. Yeah. Too much red wine.
So you've nearly seen nearly everybody we've played today. You've played with them,
well,
but not seen them.
Well, no. A couple. But yeah, it's been good. So
you fancy a bit of that?
Yes, very good.
Okay. W.A. Washington. Of course it's Washington. What am I? See? Stupid. Miles.
Brilliant. I love everything that I've ever heard by Modest Mouse. I think they're superb. Although there is a little bit of, as with Flaming Lips, it's a little bit like, maybe this is just me that thinks like this, but with The Fall, out of the 300 albums that they've made, you only really need to own one, because they all pretty much sound the same.
No, you need to own them all.
Really?
Yeah, apart from Live in Zagreb.
Okay. I liked the one that starts with Bombast,
right,
and then every one I bought after thinking, I'll get into The Fall. It's the same as the album that starts with Bombast, and... I liked, it must have been about 6 years ago when I first heard Modest Mouse, and this sounds exactly like they always sound to me. So, I don't know, it's take your pick, buy your one album, really. But I do like them, they're great.
Yeah.
They're great. I think I like them a lot more than I like the Flaming Lips.
I think you need all the Fall albums as well. But I don't think you don't need Seminole Live either, Billy.
Well, you need all those ones that are, like, with the same picture on the front. There's about 10 that are live in here and live in there, and they've just got him flicking his V's up at the front, as if in contempt for the
most of the most of the ones that come out, and they're the only album by the Fall on that label, are the ones you don't want.
Yeah.
If they stay on the label more than for one album, they're usually...
But you do still get
them. We're not talking about The Fall.
I know, it's wrong.
Modest Mouse. And if somebody wants to know the lineup of the Wonder Stuff, please, Miles.
Wait.
Yes! There you go, there's your answer. Be patient, it will happen. The new Fall album is fantastic, says Steve Amiibo, who seems to be the most sensible person in there, because I think
he's
he is
great,
as well.
Steve Amiibo. He said another good thing just before then, he's brilliant.
And he never said you had zero talent.
Make him in charge of Six Music, whoever he is.
Six Music's fine as it
he's
is.
He's great.
Right,
that is good.
Let's give a mark out of 10 to Modest Mouse on the strength of that, although we will prepare you one more song just to go out on. Miles?
8.
Justine?
9.
That makes... Yeah, I've got to add this up as we go along. That makes 17.
7.
That makes 24. So they win in terms of new artists, although Lou Reed wins at 28. So there you go. Not bad. We'll play one more track. Thank you very much.
Can I just mention something?
Yes.
I'm one of some DJs on tomorrow night at the Albany pub by Great Portland Street Tube in London at a club called 13th Floor, which is psychedelic and garage music.
But that's
and
the a bloke's basement.
Really worried because he's going to lose loads of money because it's hot.
Right, that's good. So that's tonight if you're listening to the
tomorrow,
repeat.
Tomorrow
if you're listening to us live. Yeah. Okay. Justine, have a good gig tonight.
Thank you very
at
much.
12 o'clock.
Don't yes,
have
borderline.
Don't have a drink.
No, I won't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
Miles.
Thank you.
Thank you very much
Bye.
For being so helpful to the people who wanted to know about the Wonder Stuff.
That's
and
all right.
There are websites galore. This is Modest Mouse. One Chance. I'll be back next week. Thank you very much.
I just don't